Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Hafiz Marzuki.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider the news of the day. Now, I'm sure many of us are still digesting that special announcement by the Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. Over the next 30 minutes or so, we will be speaking to public health experts to help you put into context what has just been announced and hopefully provide you with some calm and clarity to deal with the next 2 weeks. Now, let's begin with a quick summary of the updates on COVID-19 from earlier in the day. There are 125 new confirmed cases as reported today. This brings the total number of positive cases in Malaysia to 553. Now, 95 of those 125 new cases were linked to the Tabligh gathering at the Sri Petaling Mosque. The number of patients in the ICU and requiring aid of a ventilator to breathe have also increased from 9 to 12. So, Hafiz, what do we know of the special announcement made by the Prime Minister just now?
Sure, Melissa. First things first, we have to look at the number of things that he has announced. And firstly, there is a travel restriction order for all activities, sports,
right,
cultural, social. And however, despite this travel restriction order, there is, all these Pasar Awam, Pasar Raya, Kedai
right.
Runcit, and all these, I would say,
the
essential
shops,
items,
yeah, will still be open.
Shop will still be open, so there's no worry on that. Mm. And for the Muslims, there should be no religious activities in mosques and surau, including the Friday prayers.
That's right. So that was echoing a statement made by the Islamic Affairs Minister Zulkifli Al-Bakri today, saying that surau and mosque activities, including Friday prayers, are to be suspended nationwide from tomorrow onwards. The suspension will be for 10 days, as decreed by the Agong, and the caretakers of the mosques and suraus are also urged to undertake cleaning and disinfection initiatives at the premises. So to reiterate what the Prime Minister has just said, yes, there is a travel restriction order being imposed beginning the 18th of March, that's Wednesday, the 18th of March, for 2 weeks until the 31st of March. However, during this period, shops will be open. So we know grocery shops will be open, supermarkets,
convenience shops,
mini marts will still be open for people to have access to the everyday essentials. All right, what else do we know regarding the travel restrictions?
Okay, the next thing on the list is, of course, Tan Sri Muhyiddin has announced a complete overseas travel ban for Malaysians. Mm. So that means no one should be going out of the country, and even if they do, they should do a self-quarantine for about 14 days,
and that's
normal. And also, when nobody's going out, mm-hmm. no tourists are also allowed.
Okay.
To come, and this will take part for as long as the 2 weeks travel.
All right, so,
2 weeks
so a complete travel ban going in and out of the country. Anyone coming out from coming back from an overseas visit needs to impose a self-quarantine 14 days. Also, very important in the special announcement, we have the closure of all preschool and private schools,
kindergartens,
and public schools. So, Taska, Sekolah Kerajaan and Swasta, as well as Sekolah Asrama Penuh, full
boarding
schools as well,
international schools,
TAFIS schools, will all be closed for this period.
And not only that, the IPTAs, the universities, both public and also private universities, as well as all, I would say, Institute Latihan Kemahiran, all skills-based related institute will also be closed down for the duration of this, I would say, travel restriction
period,
order.
Yes. Most important for us to remember that while we are seeing the closures of schools and the like, we will also be seeing the closures of all government premises, including the private sector, except for those involved in the essential services. And some of the listed essential services include the utilities.
Yes.
So water, electricity, energy, our telecommunications will be available. Postal services will still be around. Transportation as well will still be open. Banking sector will still be open, as according to the Prime Minister's statement earlier.
Yeah, so that, as you can see, it's quite all-encompassing in mm-hmm. terms of the services. your life should not be put on hold, basically. Yes. It's just a travel restriction order to ensure that the spread of the virus is contained and not accelerate. Exactly. Further.
So all these security services will still be, in effect. Now, I think what's also quite interesting, Hafiz, is the fact that this 2-week travel restriction order does not begin tomorrow. It begins on Wednesday, the 18th of March. That leaves us one day to perhaps tie any loose ends or to kind of finish up unfinished business. I do want to call for a lot of calm during this time. We have one day to sort things out. So perhaps, let everyone, let's not overwhelm our essential services during this period. Let's not resort to panic buying and hoarding of items in the one day that we have to digest and deal with this before the travel restriction order is put into effect.
I think the key message here, Melissa, is of course the famous hashtag keep calm and carry
keep
on.
Keep calm and carry on.
That is the most important. We have to keep calm, as stated by the Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. And I would like to take us to a very important thing that was mentioned by Tan Sri, where it said that the travel restriction is actually was made based on the Prevention and Control of Infectious Diseases Act 1998, and I was actually pouring through bits and pieces of it just before the show.
Oh.
And there are a few interesting things I found out. One of them is actually the officer in charge of given powers.
Mm-hmm.
They can actually search you and also conduct medical checks on anyone at any time,
okay,
including those in vehicles.
All
and
right.
Also, they also were provided under the Act to designate a space as or designate a space, whether it's a neighborhood or an apartment, to be quarantined if they found any cases to be from that area.
Okay.
So and refusal to comply would actually constitute it's basically a legal offense.
Okay.
It's no longer just you're just spreading diseases, but it is an actual offense.
Okay. Well, I think that the key here is that this is all part of the way for us to manage the situation. This is, again, as the Prime Minister has said, the situation seems to be escalating. One way to do that is to have a game plan in place. This is Malaysia's game plan. And I think in the coming hours and days, we will be hearing more about what this means, what this travel restriction order means. But also, in a way, because this is perhaps the first time we are all dealing with this, for us to just keep calm and make sure that we're receiving sources of information from reputable, verified sources and not to believe rumours and speculation spread on social media. Very quickly, I do want to say, there's been a lot of pictures and videos of panic buying, Malaysians with trolleys full of groceries, long lines at supermarkets, empty shelves. And the Prime Minister has reiterated in that speech that there will be enough food for all.
Enough supplies
and enough face masks as well. So when we think about hoarding and panic buying, I hope we can also consider the many people who cannot afford to buy groceries for 2 weeks in bulk, or the people who may need it. So the more you hoard at home, you are not providing an equitable distribution for those who may very well be needing it. I mean, I had a conversation that, this is the middle of the month, so many people cannot afford to be buying trolleys full of groceries. So perhaps something for us to think about. If we have extra, one of the things we can do is to share it with our community, share it with those who may need it much more than we do.
Yeah, I think basically just buy what you need and make sure that you don't overbuy anything, because it's just going to mess up the whole equilibrium.
Yeah, so spare a thought for those who don't have and perhaps cannot afford. All right, we're going to be hearing from public health experts after this to help us make sense of some of the more technical details of this special announcement that's coming up in just a couple minutes. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to consider this.